Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, it looks like today on Friday we have wind swell, thigh, maybe some lucky waist-high sets out there, kind of in the 6-second range. Brisk onshore winds are kind of keeping things really choppy though. For tomorrow and Saturday, thigh to lucky waist continues, little background bump. Winds are going to remain onshore and build a little as the day goes on. Sunday, thigh to lucky waist-high wind swell is going to continue. A little background bump in there as well still. Winds remain onshore, but they're going to trend a little more north. Now, winds are going to be stronger north of the Cape and a little tamer south of there. We have another big swell coming. It might start showing up for North Florida on Sunday. The timing's a little wonky with this one, so keep an eye out. Now, looking ahead on Monday, that's going to be shaping up to kind of be that big wave, big wind day. Possible chest overhead conditions filling in from the north. Winds are going to remain onshore. Should be a little tamer again south of the Cape. Right now, it looks like the leftover day on Tuesday morning is going to be your best shot at clean conditions with some leftover, maybe some chest, you know, waist to chest high set still in the water. But again, this is going to be kind of a flyby swell, so it's not going to have a lot of staying power. I'm keeping an eye on Tropical Depression 2 out in the middle of the Gulf. Doesn't look like at the moment it's going to be bringing us any kind of wave action to the Gulf Coast. Just the rotation is going away from that area. It's sending all the energy down to Mexico. It looks like it's going to be heading south-southeast into the next couple days and kind of going over the island, starting with the tip of Cuba. There's still a lot of uncertainty with this guy. It might be heading out into the Atlantic. It might hook back into the Gulf, but a lot of people are thinking it might kind of run out of energy going over the islands, but it looks like it might make it. But again, that's kind of far out for a tropical storm. You know how these things go. Sometimes they flare up and just disappear this time of the year. But I'm going to keep an eye on it anyway, and I'll be back on Monday. Let you know what's going on with this big swell coming in on the East Coast. And until then, be sure to check out the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.